Red Oak, keep your grass cut to 6 inches or shorter. KCSI spoke with Red Oak City Administrator Lisa Cotter and Mayor Tim Friedhoff following the Monday, May 4th meeting of the Red Oak City Council, and they update listeners on grass season reminders that your grass needs to stay cut to 6 inches or shorter and no clippings in the street.
What's my regulation? Tell me what I have to keep. Where do I keep my lawn so that I'm not violating?
It's 6 inches.
Okay.
That so if it's
6 inches or greater, you're in violation of an ordinance.
Yes.
And then how does that process? So let's say that I haven't cut my grass. How does that process work? I get a door hanger. I get a note. What do I do?
And yes, we have door hangers that are bright green. So if you see that on your front door, don't think that it's the UPS person leaving you a love note for a package. It is us.
Yeah.
And it's usually taped on your front door that says you have 48 hours. So people, there was a little scuttlebutt on social media this last week that somebody got one and was super offended. You know, giving you that tag is just a simple like, hey, can you please get it done in the next 48 hours? And if you do, like, no harm, no foul, you just move along with your life. If you don't, after that 48 hours, and we come to mow it for you through our nuisance employees who do the field work of nuisance along with Andrew, our nuisance officer, the bill is not cheap. And I think that we had this conversation last summer that if we create competitive amounts, you know, if we get in an amount that like Lucas Orm charges in his business, if he charged you $100 and we charge you $100, then what's the message here? Is that number one, we're competing with him?
Yeah, then you just...
Exactly. And we don't want to be using, you know, public resources to do that. And so so that people understand we're serious about this and we don't want to come, is that most 1 hour bills, if we need to use two guys with mowers and trimmers, your bill is going to be $375. And so I try to tell people they're ugly amounts for a reason, because it should not be that public employees using city owned equipment are mowing your lawn for you. And so it's amazing to me. I really try to hunt people down. I've heard comments on Facebook that people think I'm harassing them, but I would much rather have a conversation with you if we can find you than just put the door hanger out there. And so in those conversations, people are like, oh yeah, like they just walk away from their houses or they're in the process of some life change and they just, I guess, don't I don't understand that.
You know,
it's a challenge.
Occasionally things do happen, you know, and things you can get behind.
But it's a blip.
But if you're consistently in that, you might need to just mow a little more frequently than what you are. So there you go.
Or come up with a list of who we can encourage.
I feel like there's always people posting that they want their kids are looking to mow lawns, that people are looking to do that. There's always postings of that going on. So,
yeah,
you know, I can tell you we've had a young man mow ours the last couple of years, and it's very much cheaper than what the city would charge. And,
there you go.
And, you know, the kid's great to have, is thankful to have the money in his pocket.
You bet.
So there's always opportunity out there.
Entrepreneurship.
It's mowing season, and a reminder from the city of Red Oak for residents of the city of Red Oak that your grass needs to be cut to 6 inches or shorter, and please, no clippings in the street.